realm. Top U.S. military and diplomatic officials warned they have no intention of easing their maximum pressure campaign against Iran, even as evidence suggests the regime in Tehran is lashing out in increasingly dangerous ways. But U.S. officials also caution they are not looking to start a war, though much will depend on what Tehran does next. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, tells the Associated Press tensions between the U.S. and Iran has created a dangerous situation.
I think it's a pretty dangerous situation. There's certainly a lot of room for miscalculation. I think the president had in mind that he would get the Iranians into a position where they wanted to talk to him. He would get some improvement on the JCPOA, the Iran deal. But I don't think the Iranians want to play along with that. So now we have a question of how to calm this thing down.
Hill said he hopes the U.S. gets some backing from its allies before it takes the situation any further. U.S. President Donald Trump kicked off his reelection campaign at a rally in Orlando, Florida, on Tuesday night, one of the swing states that fueled his poll-defying victory in 2016.
We believe our country should be a sanctuary for law-abiding citizens, not for criminal aliens. We're going to keep it better than ever before. And that is why tonight I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States.
While promoting issues like the economy and border security, Trump also condemned his Democratic opponents as socialists who try to destroy him and his family. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, the country's first democratically elected head of state, who was later ousted from power, was buried on Tuesday, a day after he collapsed inside a Cairo courthouse. Morsi had just addressed the court in Cairo during his trial on espionage charges when he collapsed from an apparent heart attack. Morsi, a longtime top figure in the Islamic group, the Muslim Brotherhood, was overthrown as president back in 2013 by Egypt's military after mass protests against his rule. President Trump says U.S. Army Secretary Mark Esper will likely be his nominee as defense secretary after the current interim Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, withdrew his name from consideration for the post. The AP's Sagar Magani explains.
It was an abrupt announcement from President Trump, who tweeted, "Patrick Shanahan has decided not to move forward with the confirmation process and is stepping down." Shanahan says he will resign his previous post as Deputy Defense Secretary. He says moving ahead with the confirmation process would reopen wounds from an old family matter and hurt his kids. Shanahan's been the acting chief since Jim Mattis resigned in January, an unusual arrangement for such a sensitive post. The president recently tabbed Shanahan for the permanent job, but his nomination never formally went to the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States said Tuesday it is seeking a comprehensive peace agreement with the Taliban that would cover counterterrorism assurances, withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, intra-Afghan talks to find a political settlement to the war and a permanent ceasefire. The word comes as the adversaries in the 17-year-old Afghan war are expected to meet in Qatar in the next few days for a crucial round of peace talks. The nearly year-long U.S.-Taliban dialogue process has been under fire for failing to make progress toward ending the conflict. A powerful earthquake jolted northwestern Japan late Tuesday, causing minor injuries to nearly two dozen people and a brief evacuation of coastal homes until the risk of a tsunami passed. Businesses resumed as normal early Wednesday, and electricity restored to thousands who lost power temporarily. There were no reports of serious damage from the magnitude 6.7 earthquake. A tsunami warning, that is, was lifted just over 2.5 hours after the earthquake occurred. U.S. authorities say one of the largest drug busts in the country's history included several arrests. Agents seized more than 16 million tons of cocaine from a Liberian-flagged cargo ship at the Packer Marine Terminal in Philadelphia. Estimated street value, $1 billion. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits. hits and more right here on VOA 1.
Lately, I've been thinking.